With the debt deal signed on Capitol Hill, state officials on Beacon Hill are trying to figure out what it means for Massachusetts. In the short term, they say the deal preserves much of the federal money the state relies on for entitlement programs for the needy. But it's not clear what happens in the long term for state programs and for research at key medical and scientific research institutions. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Yes, the debt deal staved off default. Yes, it allows federal money to continue to flow into Massachusetts for programs such as Medicaid and Social Security. But the state could be hit hard when the first spending cuts in the deal go into effect this fall. Massachusetts receives more federal scientific research money per capita than any other state. Most of it is from the National Institutes of Health, or NIH. Susan Wyndham Bannister is president and CEO of the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center.
When we look at dollars for major research programs, and these dollars come from NIH as an example, it is likely that Massachusetts is going to experience a disproportionately negative share because we have experienced a disproportionately positive benefit.
Last year, the state received $2.4 billion NIH dollars for research, and about half of that went to teaching hospitals.
The top five independent hospital recipients of NIH funding are in Massachusetts. So it's Mass General, Brigham and Women's, Children's, Dana-Farber, and Beth Israel.
John Irwin is executive director of the Conference of Boston Teaching Hospitals.
That's, you know, something that we should be proud of because it shows that our researchers are putting forth proposals that, after peer review at NIH, are being awarded funding. And again, it's kind of anchoring the entire life sciences industry in here in Massachusetts.
Irwin says in fiscal year 2007, NIH-funded research created more than 20,000 new jobs in Massachusetts, with wages totaling more than $1 billion. At Tufts Medical Center, research-related work alone employs about 400 people, according to Dick Carras, the hospital's interim chief scientific officer.
When you multiply that by all of the major academic medical centers that are just in the city of Boston alone, you can get a very clear picture that this is a very important part of the economy here.
Carras, Irwin, and Wyndham Bannister all say they're talking with their colleagues and they're reaching out to state and federal lawmakers to try to lobby to preserve research funding. But Massachusetts Administration and Finance Secretary Jay Gonzalez says the state is not in much of a position to help.
Our capacity to put resources into places where the federal government is going to be taking resources away is going to be very limited. I think what we're going to be looking to do as we learn more about where those federal cuts are hitting is to take a step back and a fresh look and think about whether there's any role for the state in terms of stepping in. But I think being realistic about our capacity to is also important.
Gonzalez says his office has not estimated the total amount that Massachusetts stands to lose in federal cuts, but some economists say there could be $400 million less next year and hundreds of millions less when the cuts are phased in over the next decade. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.